Why is it? You know, technically, I believe grammatically speaking, you're supposed to put the exclamation point before the question mark.
How do you support that theory?
I don't.
Okay.
I'm just...
You're just winging
the,
it.
The recesses of my grammar knowledge.
I think you're flinging it. Go ahead.
All right. Anyway, this book is available on Amazon, and it's written by Lynn Epstein, who is a speech-language pathologist. I'm reading the back.
I know. I love it that you were able to say that whole word.
Pathologist?
Yes, because it's multisyllabic, but you're good at that.
Teach me something that you would teach me in speech school. If someone came to you and said... I struggle with
Well, if it was you, I would say stop drinking so many beers at night. But I'm
I did
kidding.
Have several beers last night at Pearl Street Sessions. What's a common thing? I know we're getting off topic. What's a common thing that people come to you with?
Well, I see little children that are between the ages of like 2 and 5 years old. And so they're not communicating. They're not using enough words. They're either pointer and grunters. And
okay.
So like you're probably a pointer
so
and a grunter.
So you don't do like the whole King's Speech thing where...
Actually, the prevalence of stuttering is pretty low, so okay. The stutterers on my caseload is pretty low.
All right.
A lot of times they're seen by their school speech pathologist.
Can you do accents, and do people come to you?
I can, but I don't like reduce, you know, that's accent reduction, but I like accents.
You do accent reduction. So.
I don't, but other people do.
Oh, all right. Okay.
All right.
Learning a lot right now, aren't you,
Learning
Sasha?
Learning a lot.
Sasha, the intern's in here as
More
well.
More than school.
All right. Here's what
Excellent.
I'd like to do. I'd like. She's supposed to be at school right now. I'd like to plumb through your book
Let's
and find some things about why.
Like, here's something since you
Is
said
it
plumb. Like, why don't repairmen have belts?
None of them do, huh?
No.
You always see their butts.
Right. You would think they could afford it.
After charging you
right,
$100 an hour to fix
exactly.
your sink. Sasha, did you have one that you really wanted to...
I didn't get it.
Oh, you got to throw her the book.
Yeah, thanks.
I know, sorry.
That's my bad. I'll read the one.
I want to hear yours.
I'll read the one that really stuck out to me.
Okay,
yeah, let's hear that one.
This is so true for me. Why is it so spooky to stick your hand down the garbage disposal? It's terrifying.
Terrifying.
And there's a picture of a guy that's like, please don't turn on. Please don't turn on. It's true. I literally cannot do it.
It's like Jaws. I hear music in the background when I'm like, oh God, yeah. I have to get the fork.
It freaks me out.
Totally.
Like, for whatever reason, although your garbage disposal never turns on
no.
by itself.
Yeah.
When
ever.
Your hand is down there,
it could
it's going to happen. Do you not get scared about that?
No.
Oh.
Should I be scared? The button's under the thing. If it's gonna, I can't.
There's no, not in every house.
Well, yeah, there's a little trigger.
There could be a okay. switch that you can hit with your elbow.
Yeah, or okay. a power, or like a power surge or
okay.
something.
Yeah. Something could go wrong.
I'll give it to you guys.
All right.
I'll give it to you.
Right, what do you
ahead.
Like?
Go ahead, Sasha.
Let's just do a random one. These are funny. Oh, I'll do one you marked. Let's see. Why is it the family of 12 camps out 2 inches from your beach towel? That is so true.
That's totally a Laguna
thing.
That is
so true.
Especially
it's
here.
A beach thing. In general, I have a house in Catalina, and literally, you will get the tourists coming, and they sit right on top of you.
Yeah, even though
you're
there's
just
miles.
A party of one. You're
right.
Just a party of one.
Right.
You're
and even though there's like beach, you're like, let me just snuggle. Like,
yeah.
I think we should test you both on the... Why is it that women can't do sound effects blurb?
My sound effects was really good.
Give her, how about an owl? Do an owl.
You go first.
Okay, well, I kind of do that one.
An owl's like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
You're right. Women are bad at sound effects.
Well, that would be like more, yeah, that would be animal sound effects, I guess.
Try your helicopter.
Mine would be like, whoop, 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 whoop. What's yours?
Not really. Like,
Oh, see, and yours is taking
mine's
off.
Up. Mine's heating
I
up.
I like it. See, it's better.
Very good. I really gave That's you funny. A visualization
you,
there.
You did. You did. I like the one
I
that one
like
of
I
my
was
favorites
on the
helicopter. Is on the cover. It's like, why is it the one who snores falls asleep first?
The Isn't only, that just that the fact that the man always falls asleep first?
See, at least you got it.
I feel that men conk out much more quickly than women.
Yes, they do. Why is that?
I don't know.
See, now I have to have like another book to add some more.
We're getting into a lot of like sexist issues into your book as well.
No, there's other ones. Okay. You just are drawn to that.
I am drawn to that.
You like
for
a little controversy.
Why is it people use baby talk with animals? That's a good one.
Yeah, why is that?
They can't understand us anyway.
Yeah, they're probably looking at me like,
I definitely baby talk my cat for
Do
sure.
You?
Oh, this is true. This happens in our office all the time. Why is it that none of the pins near the phone ever work?
Ever.
They're always broken.
Yeah, always. They never ever work.
This is good stuff, Lynn.
Thank you.
So how did you come across, did you like slowly gather these?
I started thinking of them and like writing on scrap pieces of paper and inside of like matchbooks, whatever I could find. And then suddenly I'm like, you know what? I have to put these all together. And yeah. So slowly, and there it is.
This is it.
This is it. And then I drew the little pictures and stuff, and that was fun,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Lynn also is an artist in this book, as well as a bodybuilder and a comedian, a speech pathologist.
Yeah, life is short, my friend.
I'm learning that from you. You teach me every day. Now, how much time did you spend gathering this stuff?
Oh, it actually took, like, I think, like, 7 years.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Well, just because it's not, like, I wasn't, like, deliberately trying to do it at that time, but then I realized, like, you know, it's getting to be a pretty good pile here, you know? Yeah. So I started putting it together and then, you know.
And can I ask how much your book costs on Amazon?
Yes, it's only $8.99.
So that's a dollar for each year of your life, basically, that you spent working on this book, which I think is a pretty damn good deal.
It's a very good deal. Yeah. I wouldn't look at it like that. I would just think it's such a bargain, you know, it's something you can read over and over again. Right. And it fits on your toilet tank. It's cute.
It fits perfectly on your toilet tank, actually. Again, it's called Why Is It?
We're going to work on that.
And it's available.
You know what?
On
Maybe
Amazon.
You can come to my office and we can work on that, your little accent reduction.
I can't do a proper fluctuation.
Why
of
is
my,
it? You say it. Why, how would you say it?
Why is it?
See?
Why?
Hers was very like giving up. Why is it?
Yeah, but that's a good way to put it. Why is it?
Why?
No, I think it's a lot more inquisitive.
Yes, well, actually, there's an exclamation point. Why
is it? Like, because it's not just like, why is it?
Why is it?
Yeah.
Why is it?
Oh, that was a nice
hamlet.
It's like, pondering.
That was like nice, like the HW.
Whatever you want to call the book.
Just get it.
Google, why is it?
Lynn Epstein. That probably would help, too.
And you'll find it. And it's cute.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for bringing it in. I have a copy.
All right.
It is, in fact, very near my bathroom.
It's just a good place. My friend keeps it in their car, too, for little road trips, little spark conversations and giggling.
Yeah.
There you go. This Thank is good. I want to return to this now, here and now and again
All right.
sometime
I would
when
love
we're
you
together.
To dippy-daddle, too.
What's our next thing that we're doing?
I think we're going to try to set you up with my assistant.
What?
I like to throw him a little zinger.
Wait, isn't there something about matchmakers?
How old is she?
Yeah, they have no business being matchmakers or people who give advice.
How old is she and what's her name and what's her sign?
She's really cute and she has Arizona affiliation.
I like that state. I'm from there.
I know.
But is she from Phoenix?
I'll check into the qualifiers.
I don't like Phoenicians.
Okay, I know you have very strong, you know, opinions.
Very strong opinions.
I like that. That's why I like you.
All right,
so
good.
We'll get your qualifiers and see.
All right, let's do it. KX93.5. Thank you, Lynn Epstein.
We'll podcast this whole thing online.
Sasha, the intern, as well. Here are the Kinks, generational alt rock on Laguna's
Shout
only
out
FM.
To New York.